US President Barack Obama says the West still leads the world despite the rise of powers like China, India and Brazil. After a series of meetings at Downing Street, Mr. Obama reaffirmed his commitment to the military mission in Libya. He and Prime Minister David Cameron said it was time to turn up the heat on Colonel Gaddafi. This includes the possible deployment of British attack helicopters. Europe correspondent Emma Alberici.
Prime Minister Cameron didn't deny reports suggesting that HMS Ocean with four Apache attack helicopters on board will be deployed to the waters around Misrata within days.
The President and I agree that we should be turning up the heat in Libya. I believe the pressure is on that regime, and on Britain's part we will be looking at all of the options for turning up that pressure.
On the second day of his state visit to the UK, Mr. Obama made an historic address to both houses of the Parliament at Westminster Hall, the first American president to do so.
I am told that the last three speakers here have been the Pope, Her Majesty the Queen, and Nelson Mandela, which is either a very high bar or the beginning of a very funny joke.
The theme of his speech was unexpected. While the booming economies of China, India and Brazil might have financial might, it's the US and the UK that will lead where it matters in the fight for a more peaceful and more just world.
Countries like China, India and Brazil are growing by leaps and bounds. We should welcome this development, for it has lifted hundreds of millions from poverty around the globe and created new markets and opportunities for our own nations. And yet, as this rapid change has taken place, it's become fashionable in some quarters to question whether the rise of these nations will accompany the decline of American and European influence around the world. These nations represent the future, and the time for our leadership has passed. That argument is wrong. The time for our leadership is now.
Just as America and Britain had worked together to defeat fascism and communism in the past, the president said they must unite against the profound challenges that lie ahead. The US and the UK, he went on, don't only believe in the rights of nations, but in the rights of citizens. They shared a common interest in securing Israel and a sovereign Palestine. On Libya, he vowed to step up the pressure on Muammar Gaddafi.
When a leader is threatening to massacre his people in the international community, is calling for action. That's why we stopped a massacre in Libya. And we will not relent until the people of Libya are protected and the shadow of tyranny is lifted.
With 1,000 people crammed into the Westminster Hall, including former Prime Ministers Gordon Brown, Tony Blair and John Major, he hit all the right notes.
The example of our two nations says it is possible for people to be united by their ideas instead of divided by their differences. That it's possible for the sons and daughters of former colonies to sit here as members of this great parliament, and for the grandson of a Kenyan who served as a cook in the British Army to stand before you as President of the United States.
Next stop on the European tour is the G8 meeting in France and then on to Poland at the end of the week. This is Emma Alberici in London for AM.